Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday. It is sunny Saturday. It is August 28, 2021, 1 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And you guys are listening to me always. You know what I'm about to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks, mama, fox, all honey. Now listen, y'all know I got to push it up to the ATL, honey. And, honey, I got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. They are the hardest-working team on the planet. Oh, yes, they are. And let me tell you something. They are based in Africa, so I got to give a shout-out to Kenya, Zimbabwe, Uganda. And I'm telling you, they are really, really, really bad. And on today, I have a really special guest on today. Oh, we're going to have some fun up in here. Listen, it is all about Pops and Me webisode that is coming out in September. And, honey, I am here to tell you they are some cat bunny. Can I tell you that here now? All right, I'm going to say hello to them. And then I do have a special announcement that I must make from my sponsors. I'm going to say hello. Hello, caller. You are on the air. Area code 848. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Doing okay.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there, just taking one day at a time, trying to keep my head above the water.
Taking it one day at a time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I want to introduce each person, and then we're going to get started and tell everyone about the Pops and Me web series. And so I want each one to go ahead and introduce yourself so everyone know who is who, and then we're going to start and tell everyone about this fascinating webisode. I am telling y'all something. So, okay, we're going to get into it in a minute, but go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Andreas the Great. I'm the executive producer of the show.
Okay.
Well, I'm the musician. You know, I play Antoine. I'm the director.
Okay, you play Antoine. You're the director.
I'm the director.
I am Brandon.
Okay.
I am Brandon. I play Old
Brandon.
Man Free.
Brandon, you play Old Man Free.
I play Old Man Free.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who wants to get started first? Who wants to go first?
We'll let the grandson, his name is Antoine, we'll let him
Antoine.
Go first. He's the director,
okay,
we'll let
Antoine.
Him go first.
Okay, well, Antoine, listen, let me tell y'all something. I looked at that show, I said, wait a minute now, look at these two guys on this bench here. I mean, you all are really funny. First of all, let me say this. I know you guys are Ohio-based, an independent film production company, Only Human
yes.
Films.
Mm-hmm.
And Pops and Me
yes.
is coming out in September 2021. It is so fantastic. I love it. And I know the show is based on two old black men and their grandchildren who show love and support for their grandchildren in the modern world. And it's pretty much old
mm-hmm.
school, and everyone is loving it. So who came up with the idea for Pops and Me?
Well, the
go ahead, Antoine.
Came up with the idea. Yeah, the idea, it was the idea came from me and Andre the Great. We sat down and talked about it, you know what I'm saying, and came up with some different ideas and different ways of different characters and try to make unique characters, you know what I'm saying, you know, try to be authentic as possible. And then we decided to bring in Old Man Free to compliment, and, you know, it just took off from there, you know.
Okay. And now when it gets – when the episode gets into the next episode, now is it going to stay focused on the two gentlemen, or will there be other characters that's going to be introduced?
Well, right now it's just us three. I mean, it's other characters that comes along as the episodes continues. You know, say, but the main, you know, since the main three, you know, will be us.
Okay, all right. And the episodes, is it 30 minutes long? I know it's a webisode, but is it 30 minutes or 15 minutes? How long is each episode?
I'll let Andres answer that.
Okay.
Well, it'd be 30 minutes. It'd be 30 minutes long. Sometimes we might do a little special, make it a little longer. We're trying to bring the laughter back to the homes that's missing. The laughter's in home is not used to. It's not there no more like it used to be when we grew up. In the time with the Shepherder Sons, the Jeffersons, the different shows like that to actually bring laughter to the home. So we're trying to bring that back. So Pops and Me will be the right ingredient to bring it back to the households where everybody be laughter, everybody can bring, you know, laugh in the home with the children, with the family. And the two old guys, they're very, very funny. And we know that if this is being shown to everybody's household, laughter will be back again like it once was.
Okay. And for your film production company, is this the first project, or has there been other projects that you've completed?
Well, we had other projects. One project we got is called The Pastor Son that did very great in a theater here in Cleveland. We sold out two or three showings back-to-back. Our show was the independent movie of the year from Cleveland. So it was very – we're trying to come up with good products and stuff that really not only is good to watch, but very helpful in the maybe in someone's lives they can get touched by different things like our shows might show different topics or that someone might be going through in life and, you know, just trying to make fun. We try to just bring everything enjoyable. Entertainment is enjoyable. That's what we try to keep it. And we're just trying to make sure everybody relate to our shows, regardless if it's Pops and Me or it's our films. We just try to make everybody a part of what we're doing.
Okay. And so let me ask you, now this question is a little bit different, so I'm going to kind of segue a little bit. And I have one particular question with your company, your production company, Only Human Films. Now, do you accept other projects from other writers, or do you collaborate with other writers in order to help them produce material? For instance, if there's an author that wants to turn their work into a film, a webisode, do you work on that project and collaborate with other authors if in the process of writing a screenplay?
Well, we're in the process now. I'm sure we will be in the future. We'll be collaborating with other upcoming filmmakers like ourselves to try to create something good. Yes, we'd definitely be open to that. So, but right now we're just trying to actually get our resume built on this, you know, on Pops and Me, and you know, and try to continue to move forward, try to make things happen. You know, we got a good crew. We got Eddie, who's directing my photography. We got Benjamin. We got everybody that actually participating and pushing. We got Mike. Everybody, we got a good staff to actually try to push this product. And then once we push it, and to get back to your question, yes, we definitely go to try to collaborate with other filmmakers. You know, it's love to work for everybody, so we just try to push each other.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to get back to Pops and Me because there is a pipeline of leads for you. When you get to that point to collaborate, there is a pipeline of leads for you to collaborate and work with other authors who are so extremely excited to see their work on screen, of course, and they've already been vetted. So they are people you don't have to worry about. They've been vetted. Their story is excellent, and it's along the lines of what you work with and what you do. And what Pops and Me, I see the popularity already with Pops and Me. People love it. And so I know it is already a smash hit because it's really funny, it's hilarious, and people love, you know, right now, with everything that's going on, you know, everyone, of course, is more watching their mobile devices and the iPad, and people are streaming it and looking for things to watch that's really funny. And so Pops and Me is supplying what's needed right now.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely, and absolutely. And we try, and that's what we want to do, because we know for a fact that Pops and Me will be a great success given the opportunity. Now we're going to try to take it to the social platforms, like, you know, Netflix, Hulu, different platforms like that, YouTube, but we try to take it to a bigger stage. And my goal as a executive producer, and Antoine, he can vouch, and Brandon, who can all vouch, we're trying to put this on a national TV stage as far as national networks. We're trying to maybe get on maybe Oxygen with Oprah, maybe try to get down Oprah, or try to get with Steve Harvey, because he's a local legend here as far as someone who's made it and been successful. We're trying to make it to be on a real major platform, you know, like Channel 8, Channel 5, like, you know, NBC, ABC, CBS, because we see the shows they have now. But the shows they have now is still is not the shows that's needed for the households as far as laughter. I mean, you got some good shows up out there, but Pops and Me is a different type of show, different type of breed, and everybody have the two, a grandfather. Everybody got an uncle that remind them of Mr. Gilbert and Old Man Free. So everybody can relate to it, no matter what the culture you're from, no matter what economic status you live in, everybody can relate to Gilbert and Free.
Yes, yes. You're absolutely correct. And have you thought about, I hear what you're saying as far as getting on networks, NBC, CBS, or Open Network, or BT, something along that lines. Had you also thought about perhaps getting on Prime as far as Amazon? You know, it's a huge platform, which is highly successful as far as webisodes. Have you thought about segueing into NBC or CBS by going that route? It happens a lot where there's a lot of film festivals that pick up different webisodes from, if you're on Amazon, it gives you the opportunity to open up another door, because Amazon has a really huge platform, of course, and a lot of viewers and a lot of streaming that goes on Prime Video. And you mentioned Netflix and Hulu, and that's a segue as well to get into CBS.
Oh, yes, yes. We thought about going to different avenues like that as well. So all them avenues that you just mentioned, we discussed it, and we're trying to use any avenue that we can use to actually make it happen.
Okay.
And we feel so like happy to actually be accepted to come onto your show, because your show is very well respected. Everyone listens to your show around the world. Listen to your show. So this is like a good platform for us to actually let the listeners know about Pops and Me.
Thank you. I really do appreciate that. And on the Fit Female Network, I try to have a lot of guests on, such as yourself and different artists. And one thing, I think one thing that sets this platform apart from other platforms, I really, you know, I'm really passionate about what I do, first of all. I love the arts. I love entertainment. I love my independent artists. You know, I love writing and scripts. And so what I do, you know, I push, I continue to push. Even after the show is over, a lot of networks, after the show is over, you may not see them pushing your work as far as giving ads and doing different things like that. That's why I'm different. After the show is over, I'm still supporting you. I'm still pushing the work because I believe in it. I've watched it. It's been vetted, and it's a really great show. And I continue to push and support different talent that comes on the show.
That's awesome, and that, you know, that's what we need, and you know, that's what we need, and that's what people sometimes people stir away from. That they just mention you one time and that's it, you know. And it constantly, it's nothing wrong with the constantly the pushing, the keep pushing of the different artists, like you say, you have come on, because that's great, and that's letting you know that you really care about your guests. And and me and Old Man Free, he's the bad guy, Mr. Free.
Yes, sir. All I got to say is when I was first asked to do it, you know, I was a bit skeptic, and it was just like it was just like a surreal experience. It was just like, you know, Drez was telling me, he was like, hey, man, people love your, you know, love your acting and everything. I was like, man, get out of here. You're just talking, just trying to pump me up. And then, you know, he started showing me the numbers and all the people on YouTube watching it. And then, like, for it to hit your network, it was just like, oh, man, like, we must be doing something right. So, you know, we try to give it our best, as well as make it entertaining for everyone, not just, you know, black people, but everyone, all colors and creeds, all backgrounds, you know, just a little something for everybody to watch.
Yes, absolutely. I need to take a break right now for one of my sponsors, and then we're going to come back and talk just a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
In this technology-filled world, it is easy for our kids to get lost in video games, the internet, and so on, such that they forget just how beautiful the world around them is. Does this sound like your little ones? Would you want them to change their perspective so that they can see that the world is full of so much richness and beauty? If so, the book from author Dwayne Williams, Into the Woody Hills, available on Amazon, is the help you've been searching for. This must-read book will resonate with your kids and teach them that there is more to life than just screens. It makes the perfect gift for any child in your life, your own kids, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, even kids in your classroom. So are you ready to change your kids' lives? One story can change everything and help you achieve all of this. Into the Woody Hills is an amazing storybook designed for all children that will teach kids the beauty of the world around us. Order your copy right now on Amazon, Into the Woody Hills, from author Dwayne Williams.
All right, that's Into the Woody Hills. That's one of our sponsors. The author is Dwayne Williams. You can find that paperback book on Amazon.com. It is really a great tool to give your children. It's a great way to educate your children. The book is for young children, any ages from 0 to 12. And so the purpose of the book is to help socialize children into education. And one of the things we do a lot of times, you know, when I'm over devices, the children are hooked on their mobile phones, their iPads, laptops, you know, playing video games. But the great thing about Into the Woody Hills, it is a great and phenomenal paperback book. It really is. And so when you're busy at home on a Saturday or a Sunday, you know, of course we're watching TV. And me, I love to watch the Westerns, you know, the Cowboys. I'm getting down with the Cowboys on TV. But, you know, when you're busy and you're doing your laundry, you got the children, you know, running around, Yippee-Yoo and Kai-Hay. But they could be reading a book. And so that's one thing I'm so proud of my niece. She loves her games. She loves her video games, but she loves, and she soaks up reading. She loves to read. And so I want you guys to visit Into the Woody Hills. Check it out on Amazon.com, Amazon.com. The other, once again, is Dwayne Williams, and it's Into the Woody Hills. I want you guys to check that out, okay? And listen, I got somebody here, promotion, who is doing fantastic. I am so, so very excited about Karan Patati. He is an honorary member in the Fierce Nation International team. Let me tell y'all something. He released his debut album on his 33rd birthday. Do you hear me what I'm saying? The man is hitting the ground running. His gym shoes is burning up, you know. He is successful. He's over on Instagram doing his thing. And listen, this is one of the songs, Just a Fraud. And I want to tell you, some of these songs is from life experiences. And Just a Fraud, this particular piece, he's singing about a young lady he met who was really a fraud. She was dressed up in Louis and Gucci and all these different things, expensive from head to toe, you know, looking the part, you know, looking the bomb and all like this. But what she was really after was his money. And that is what he is singing about. This is Just a Fraud.
Yeah, the easiest price right looked like my type. Our connection was strong, but man, I was wrong. She stole my money and left me bloody.
She was just a fraud, just a fraud. To the knee, a wannabe.
by bling, the real thing. Her love was misleading, I wish I was cheating. Every word she spoke, my trust she broke.
Listen, y'all. Listen, ladies. And listen, gentlemen. Don't be no fraud. Listen here. Let me tell y'all something. He is singing about just fraud. He ain't talking about something that happened to somebody else. You know what I mean? He is talking about something that happened to him. She tried to steal his money. You know what I'm saying? We do not need to listen to that mama. You know, everybody that listen to the Fierce Female Network, no mama always got to listen. Always got to listen. And listen here. The lesson on today, y'all, listen. If you got to take something from somebody else, honey, listen, you need to get down on your knees and ask God to repent. You know, you got to repent and ask God to help you. That's what you need. And listen here. I got some very, very special guests on today. Pops and me, Pops and me. Honey, I got another lesson for you. You know, mama got some lessons, life lessons. Pops and me is a webisode. Now, y'all listen good. Y'all listen to that mama. Come on in real close now. Come on in real close. Put your ear now up to your iPad. Put your ear up to your mobile device. You know what I mean? Up to your laptop. Because I want you to hear what mama get ready to say here right now. Listen, the world got so much going on. We need to laugh. You know what I mean? And I'm the kind of person, I got to have some joy, some joy. You know, I got to have joy, peace, and happiness in my life. No matter what's going on in this world, inside my house, you know what I mean? In the studio, wherever, I got to have some happiness. You know what I'm saying? And folks that can't and don't know how to be happy, honey, either you're going to get happy with me or you're going to have to go outside somewhere. You know? So I'm going to put you out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put your ass out. I will put your ass out. You know what I mean? I got to have my vibe right, got to have my energy right, everything. Got to have the spirit right. You know, so when you're in the studio, when you're at home, honey, the way to get yourself together is to be happy, have some joy, and have some laughter. Yes, indeed. And so I'm telling you that. I got a reason for saying all that. You need to watch Pops and Me. You need to watch Pops and Me at the end of September. Honey, they got some stuff that will crack your side. Do you hear what I'm saying here now? Yes, they do. They are phenomenal. They are phenomenal. Yes, they are. They based in Ohio. And, honey, I'm telling you, when these boys get going here on this Pops and Me, honey, it's going to be a smash hit. And, as a matter of fact, it already is. Y'all know what mama gets excited? I don't know how to slow down. So, listen, honey, I'm recommending Pops and Me. Oh, my, you know what? Let me tell y'all something. Let me, y'all come in real close now. Listen to that mama. Pops and Me is just like, now, let me say this here. Let me say this here. Y'all know back in the days, I've been around since 2007, WSF Radio. WSF Radio was known for making hit makers, smashes. You know what I mean? Successful folks. And I ain't just saying this. It's the go-ahead truth. It's the go-ahead truth. Folks come on the show. Next thing you know, they're all around the world. They millionaires and all kind of stuff. We that's what we do, honey. Now listen. I'm saying that to say this Pops and Me. Do y'all people remember Chico and the Man? Y'all remember Chico and the Man? Of course, y'all know about Sanford and Son. Pops and Me is the 21st version of that. That's how successful this thing going to take off and be running. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Do you hear me? Can I get an amen here?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, amen. My goodness.
Amen.
You know something? What you say?
Preach.
Yeah,
give it a shout out. You hear that? I heard it. I heard it, Gilbert. We gonna put it on TikTok later.
You gonna put it on? Oh, look out here now! Look out here! You gonna put it on TikTok too?
We gonna put it on TikTok.
Oh my goodness! You know
you can put them on the clock.
Yeah, you can put it on TikTok.
Not on the clock on. TikTok.
Free.
Yeah.
your mind, Free.
Yeah, but TikTok now is what the young folks using.
I don't know about no TikTok.
You
got to
think
about
the change of times, Gilbert.
What are you talking about?
Gilbert, just get on here. Just get on here with me, all right?
Wait a minute. I've been known you since 1925. You still talking like that?
It was 1926, and I never steered you wrong.
Well, I don't believe it. I don't know about no young folks. I think we need to go back to the old days with respect, boy.
You got to go with the change of times, man. Come on.
Give it.
I'm trying to make us some money. That's why we got to go on TikTok.
I keep saying, what is TikTok? I ain't never seen no TikTok. Where you see people on top of a clock?
It's a network. It's a streaming network where you can show your talent out. Well, since you ain't got none, I'm going to carry you.
Well, I don't know. Tell me something. I'll take you back to the nursing home quick. Let you put those diapers back on you.
Oh, Lord.
It was one time I had an accident and I wore them diapers. You got to let that die now. I've been doing good.
Don't you got one on now?
Oh, Lord.
Only because I had a lot of fiber today.
Yeah. Well,
you think we're going to be out kind of long?
For free. You want to go to the nursing home or the funeral home? Which one you want?
Oh, Jesus.
Here you go again.
Make your mind up.
Let the lady do
a show. Okay. All right, Free. You're right, Free. I'm sorry, honey.
Now, see, as you can see, that's very natural. You know, these two guys, old Pops and old man Free, it's just natural. A lot of people think them two are scripted. They're so compatible and so in tune to their characters because, you know, that's what they do. They bring their energy they bring that energy and that laughter. You know, we have other characters that bring laughter and energy. Those two old men, you know, it kind of just sticks out a little bit there because, you know, it's so natural.
Yes. Yes, I love it. You know, and the improv is so wonderful. That energy that you were talking about, I mean, it's just like spot on. It's just like boom. You know, that's when you know that you've got it. They got it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yep. The improv. You know, saying when you can improvise just right on the spot without hesitation. You know what I'm saying? Yep.
Natural talent. Just natural talent.
The crazy part is before they brought me on. It was just like, I really am an old man like that in my life. Like, so it's just kind of natural for me to just, like, just, and then, you know, getting with Dredd, a.k.a. Gilbert, it was just like you said, we just matched. And, you know, it's enjoyable. And, like, I don't even know if you noticed, but doing the show with him sometimes, like, you got he say some stuff that is just, like, we got to do 100 takes sometimes. Cause we dying laughing, and you know, so it's really funny, you know, and like I was telling her stuff, cause some of that is just good punching.
Yes, absolutely. We are pretty much out of time, guys. Did you have any final remarks that you wanted to make about Pops and Me, the web series? Did you have any remarks? I know it's set to take off September 21st. Had you set a date as of yet? What date in September?
We didn't let the date open because we're doing so many different episodes. But it will be at least the second, third week of September we come out with an episode.
Okay.
And I want to speak in behalf of the show. Pops and Me, I'm speaking on behalf of Mr. Gilbert, that we appreciate you letting us on your show. We appreciate everybody, all the listeners around the world listening. Look us up. You know, you see us on YouTube, Pops and Me. So don't be surprised one day we'll be on one of your TV channels of one of the national networks and actually see the real show and live. You were never going wrong. Our show is really good. And I want to say thanks to, I want to say thanks to my staff, Eddie, my director of photography, Mike, Benjamin, the guy audio. I want to say thanks to everybody. And I want to say thanks to our families, our friends, our loved ones. We'll say thanks to everybody. And Mr. Free, you go ahead and close it out with Antoine.
Yes, sir. I'd like to thank you for, allowing us to be on the show and everything like that. And yeah, everybody watch the show.
You're more than welcome.
Yes.
And I'd love to, I'm going to give it a boost on Facebook, on our page, on the Fierce Female Network, or it does have a lot of traction and traffic over on Facebook. So what I love to do is, if I can, post the video that you have, the video on Facebook, and go ahead and boost it all around everyone on Facebook and Instagram, and go ahead and sponsor you guys in a way to give you a larger platform and give you some more visibility and exposure over on Facebook. And I'll go ahead and boost you guys up over there on Facebook and Instagram with that video.
Yes, that'd be nice. Thank you. We appreciate that.
You're more than welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, guys. So
yeah,
I am pretty much
out of. Yes.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It was a pleasure having you on the show. It was a lot of fun doing the interview, you guys. And listen now, y'all know Mama's going to be back on tomorrow. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on around here, so Mama's going to be back. It was a blast with Pops and me. Listen. They're out of Ohio. You know, my uncle was out of Ohio. And so folks down in Ohio is just good. They're just really good people. You know what I mean? So folks that's out of Ohio, we know they're good. You know, so we just push them on. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to be very successful. They're going to be on Facebook. I'm just going to go ahead, and support them, as much as I possibly can and boost some ads for them for free over there on Facebook and Instagram and do the TikTok thing. You're going to have the TikTok. Pops and me, we're going to do that. All right, so Mama is out of town. I do not want them to shut the lights down and the power off up in this studio because Mama don't like to dodge. You hear what I'm saying? So listen, I love y'all. Be good to everybody out there, and I am out of time. See y'all on the
line. You motivated. You winning. You know they hate it. Hold up.